Hope and change. Every time I look at those Republican Party nominees, they make me want to laugh out loud. I'm feeling pretty good. Looking at Mitt Romney, I can't see anybody who wears that much hair gel running against me in a debate. Just so you know, Mitt, nobody wears hair gel anymore. Not since the 1980s. Because when you're in a debate and you got hair wax or hair gel running down your forehead into your eyes, you lose visibility. And visibility is essential when you're trying to have a debate with the President of the United States. Hope and change. God bless. And then we got Newt Gingrich. As if Newt Gingrich wasn't corrupt and slimy enough already, we find out that the man's named after a pond-dwelling amphibious reptile, the Newt. I can't trust the guy, and I'm not sure the American people are looking for a man named after the reptile. And then we got Ron Paul, the Constitution whore. And there's nothing wrong with being a Constitution whore. But I heard that Ron Paul, so old, he was there when they came up with the Constitution in 1787. He was there in the crowd, waving his hands, and he was in his 80s back then. What has Rick Santorum got against gays? Because I would like to say to Rick now, when you talk about gay people and American gay people, you are talking about my gay people, the Obama gay people, who I rescued. You may not like homosexual men or women, but they're protected by me, and I will not stand a homophobic man to run against me. It will not happen in this day and age. Americans all over America have been not only worried about jobs and job creation, they're worried about the economy, and they're worried about Michelle Bachmann obtaining the White House. But I'd like to make it clear today, Michelle Bachmann will not be running for president or anything else important from now on. The second great American Holocaust has been avoided. Hope and change. God bless America, and God bless the American people.